reasonable adjustments. When a transport provider offers services to the public, it has a legal duty to take reasonable steps, depending on all the circumstances of the case, to make its services available to disabled people. The duty falls into three distinct areas: changing policies, practices or procedures, providing auxiliary aids and services, overcoming a physical feature by removing it, altering it, or providing services by alternative methods. All transport providers have a duty to take reasonable steps to change a policy, practice or procedure which makes it impossible or unreasonably difficult for a disabled person to make use of those services, provide an auxiliary aid or service if it would enable or make it easier for disabled people to make use of those services. An auxiliary aid or service is, for example, a special piece of equipment, such as a portable wheelchair ramp, or simply extra assistance to disabled people from staff. They should be properly maintained, and what is an appropriate aid or service will vary according to the type of transport provider, the nature of the services being provided, and the requirements of the disabled passengers or potential passengers. Auxiliary aids and services are not limited to aids to communication. Transport providers are not required to make permanent alterations to the physical fabric of the vehicle, either internal or external, although there is nothing in the DDA to prevent them from doing so. The duty to overcome a physical feature applies only in the following circumstances: rental vehicles with no more than 8 seats in addition to the driver's seat. The transport provider must overcome a physical feature which makes it impossible or unreasonably difficult for disabled people to use the service by removing or altering the feature, providing a reasonable means of avoiding it, providing a reasonable alternative method of making the service available. Breakdown recovery vehicles. The transport provider must overcome a physical feature which makes it impossible or unreasonably difficult for a disabled person to make use of that service. The duty extends only to providing a reasonable alternative method of making the service available.